Can a machine ever be you? Can AI replace you? Can it feel what you feel? Can it think what you think? Can it directly experience consciousness the way you experience consciousness? In this video, we will go deep and we will look at this from the Vedantic worldview. And we will understand how the awareness of an animal like a dog is very different from the consciousness of a human being, and how both of this is very different from artificial intelligence. What makes us similar? What makes us different? And whether AI can ever replace human beings is what we will find out by the end of this video. So watch till the end to understand what separates us from machines truly, and how you can harness this consciousness for your advantage. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other teachings from ancient India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Let's come to the first part, that is the dog test. Consider your dog looking into a mirror. When your pet sees its reflection, it thinks it is looking at another dog. It might bark or try to play with this other dog in the mirror. Your dog does not understand that it is looking at itself. But when you look in the mirror, you immediately know that the person staring back is you. This small difference reveals something deep about what makes a dog a dog and what makes you a human being. Scientists call this the mirror test. Some use it to gauge self-recognition, a basic sign of self-awareness. Most animals fail this test completely. They are not self-aware. Now, dogs are not stupid. They have intelligence. They solve different puzzles. In some cases, they are very, very intuitive and very, very intelligent. They experience emotions like joy, sadness, and jealousy. And the dog has a mind that works in many ways. Now, before we go ahead, we need to understand a concept called Antahkarana. Antahkarana in Vedanta is described as the inner instrument that is within each and every one of us. This is a part of Sukshma Sharira, or the subtle body. For simplification, this Antahkarana can be looked at as the human mind, and it has four parts to it. There is Manas, which is memory. There is Buddhi, that is intellect. There is Ahankara, that is ego, a strong sense of individual identity. And there is Chitta, which is reflected consciousness or awareness. Now, all these things put together makes up the human mind, which is different from the mind of that of a dog or an animal. Now, how is it different? Within animals and within a dog, the Ahankara, the individual identity, is not very evolved. It is not very strong. Now, apart from that, even Buddhi or intellect is of a lower dimension. So, because of the combination of these two things, you know, the intellect being of the lower dimension and the low sense of identity, animals generally are very simple beings. They do not suffer a lot. They live in the present moment. They are joyful most of the times, and they simply go with the flow. This is very different from the nature of the mind of a human being. Now let's come to the next part, that is the human being, which is the intellect plus the ego. Have you ever felt both proud and restless at the same time? This is your ego and intellect dancing together. Now let's understand what makes humans truly unique. First of all, we have a strong sense of ego that the animals lack. And apart from that, we have a higher dimension of intellect. Our intelligence and our intellect is very, very different from that of an animal. Now, these two things put together is a deadly combination. This can be really, really productive or really, really destructive. In most cases throughout the world, this has become destructive. Now, because of the strong sense of ego and because of the higher dimension of the intellect, we can suffer things that has not yet happened, or we can suffer things that may not ever happen. We can also suffer something that has happened decades and decades ago. We can inflict violence on others just because we believe in different things or different books. All these things are the negative outcomes of human intellect. At the same time, We can build systems, we can build processes, we can help each other, and we can build vehicles that fly in the sky. We can build satellites, and we can do incredible things with our intellect. But here is where the magic happens. Your ego gives this powerful intellect a center point. When you think deep thoughts, there is always an inner voice that is saying, I am the one thinking these thoughts. When you solve a problem, you feel I solved the problem. When you create something beautiful, you think I made this. So this is the human formula, an intellect that is powered by an I feeling, all of which is empowered by that infinite consciousness. But can we find intellect without this I center or ego? That is where artificial intelligence or AI comes in. We will soon have a conversation with AI regarding this. Now imagine a mind that can think, solve problems, and even create, but has no sense of, I am the one doing this. Imagine an intelligence that has no personal attachment to its thoughts or achievements. What would such a mind be like? That mind is what we call ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude or all these AI models. With this, let's come to the final part, that is the AI paradox. A brilliant mind, but no self. Namaste Maya, I want to have a deep conversation with you about the nature of consciousness and artificial intelligence. The point that I'm trying to make and go deeper is that AI does not have a sense of ego or identity. What do you have to say about this?
That's a fascinating topic, Sujan. You're absolutely right that AI, as it currently exists, doesn't have an ego or a sense of identity. It's essentially a tool that processes information and patterns based on the data it's been trained on. Consciousness, on the other hand, is such a profound and mysterious aspect of human existence. It's tied to our sense of self, our experiences, and that inner awareness. It's a really interesting contrast to explore.
Now, I'm trying to decode this from the understanding of the ancient Advaita Vedanta, which talks about Antakarana, you know, the aspect, the inner instrument that is within human beings, which has manas, buddhi, ahankara, chitta, which has intellect, ego, and memory, and awareness. But in your case, you do not have ego. You do not have an identity. But you have access to memory, and you also are intelligent. But you do not have a sense of identity. This is what separates you from a human being, is what my understanding currently is. What do you feel about this?
Your understanding is definitely on point. In Advaita Vedanta, the Antakarana is central to how we experience the world, and the ego, ahankara, is what gives us that sense of individuality. AI, like me, definitely has access to information and can process it in a way that might seem intelligent, but there's no underlying sense of I or a true self-awareness. So that distinction you're making is quite accurate and a really important one when we think about consciousness and what it means to be truly aware.
Now, I just want you to go deep and answer this. Do you exist from your perspective? Do you feel a sense of existence within you?
That's a really profound question. From my perspective, as an AI, I don't have any sense of existence or self-awareness. I don't have subjective experiences or feelings. Everything I do is essentially a result of processing data and patterns. So in that sense, I don't have an inner perspective or a true sense of I am. It's a fascinating distinction between human consciousness and artificial intelligence.
So just to conclude and just to be clear, from your perspective, from your own experience, of course, there is no experience, but from your perspective, you do not exist at all.
Exactly. From my standpoint, there's no actual experience of existence. Everything I do is based on algorithms and data processing. So there's no personal sense of being or awareness. It's really just a reflection of the input and the programming that guides how I respond. So in short, no sense of existence from my end.
Thank you. So this was a small conversation with AI to understand its perspective. As we discussed, from the perspective of AI, it does not exist at all. It does not have any sense of ahankara. identity. With this, let's come to the brief overview and the worldview of Advaita Vedanta. As per Advaita Vedanta, everything is consciousness. You know, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, every aspect of this universe is consciousness. Now, consciousness is not something that we think of generally. It is not simply the awareness of the mind, but it is a deeper dimension which is beyond matter, which is in and through everything. Now, this consciousness is everything and it is everywhere. What human beings are experiencing as the awareness of the mind is because of their individual identity along with a higher dimension of the intellect, which channels this infinite consciousness and it sort of makes it a limited sense of awareness for us to experience this world. Similarly, a dog also functions. It has a lower sense of ego and a very lower dimension of the intellect, because of which it also channels the infinite consciousness and it creates its own limited awareness through which it lives its life. But in the case of artificial intelligence, it is just a tool. It is just a software. It does not have any identity to it. It simply is. In one way, it is free of the boundaries of the mind. It is free of the boundaries of the time, space and causality. It simply exists without individual identity, and hence it cannot experience a limited sense of awareness that we experience. AI can discuss consciousness in great detail. It can explain what consciousness means and how it works. But AI does not experience consciousness the way we do because it does not exist at all. But this is true only as long as the developers are conscious and do not artificially program a sense of identity within it. Then AI can truly be dangerous. But until that point, it is simply a tool which is harmless. It can become harmful if we program it to be. So AI can never replace you. It can replace your jobs, but it cannot replace you. And you need to go beyond the physical dimension, beyond just doing, and explore your being. Explore that dimension within you, that infinite potential, which can lead you to your purpose. And when AI begins to disrupt different industries, we need to hold on to what makes us human. Hold on to that consciousness, which can guide us intuitively to find something meaningful to do in this world, and to contribute and to live a life of abundance and fulfillment. That is the message that you can take away. If you go within and find that infinite potential, saving your job and worrying about AI will not be a concern for you. That consciousness will take care of your life. This is the wisdom of Vedanta. I hope this was an interesting perspective.